Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Eating healthy always seems to be a little more difficult in the winter months. Most of the locally produced food items aren't available, and the tendency is to eat heavier, more filling food. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, this is a conundrum, which is why we've asked nutritionist Courtney Ferreira to be with us today.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back.
Glad to have you.
Thanks.
Winter is a different game altogether.
Yeah,
when it comes to buying your food. What are some things that we can do?
Yeah, it's definitely challenging because, you know, some of the farmers markets will stop and there's just not the same super colorful fresh things available to us. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be eating our fruits and veggies.
Right, of course.
Yeah, it's not an excuse.
Well, yeah. let's be clear about a couple things for our Maryland farmers that we try to support. We still have things like greens.
The greenhouse guys, you know, that type of stuff is doing fine. And, of course, some starchier things like sweet potatoes are all available, and root vegetables,
Certainly. And then we have seafood, or Great Maryland Seafood. Yeah. This is prime time for that. And people who are raising poultry and beef and lamb, that's all out there as well.
Yeah.
But not everything that we're accustomed to is available locally.
Right. It
is available out there. We bring it in from other places. And I wonder, should we feel guilty about
You know, I don't think so, because we still need to take care of ourselves. So I think you make a good point. We can still support local by focusing on what is available. So, you know, if you're making a chicken dinner, can you source that locally instead of picking that up from, you know, the grocery store?
Sure.
And when it comes to produce, you know, still focus on the things that are seasonal, even if they're not produce locally, you know, especially this year, but still think about what's seasonal. So again, you mentioned root vegetables and Brussels sprouts, citrus fruit is actually in season right now. So just kind of thinking about how can I get the most nutritious items and support local however I can.
Right. And it's true, like citrus fruits. I mean, we don't see any fruits right now at all locally.
No.
But so we're going to be looking for those, and they're crucial for your diet.
Right.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I like to look to Indian cuisine during the winter, because these people are just masters at getting all the root vegetables and things, making these wonderful stews and curries, and they're incredibly flavorful. So that might be, you know, a really good way to go.
Yeah, and I think using soups and stews is a really good way to use really anything you're getting locally and seasonally.
Right.
You know, right now we have carrots and celery. Maybe you're going to pick up a local chicken. You can just make a nice chicken soup. Use some potatoes that you get locally as well. You can make it work.
How many things can we do with cabbage? Jerry and I joke about that.
I know, right? It's got to be everywhere these days, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of cabbage
there. There's a lot of cabbage. Well, soup, you can make roll-ups. People like to kind of use it and stuff it.
Yeah.
There's a lot you can do. If you like cabbage, go for it. It's out there.
I think it's the season of the one-pot meal. It's a lot of fun to just load it all up and let it go for a little while. And that comes out, you know, being pretty pretty fun.
Yeah.
And then we can always keep our eyes gazing at that day, not too far away, when the farmers markets open up again, and we can get the first produce
that
of the
light
spring.
Green shoots start coming up.
Yeah, it's not that far away.
It isn't really.
No. But we have to help take care of ourselves during the winter.
We do. We still need our greens. We need color in our diet. So you just can't lose sight of those things.
This is all really good advice.
Yeah.
It's going to help me get through the winter.
Good.
Thanks for being with us, Courtney.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.